We are in all other districts except Lusaka. Lusaka, we've had cases in, I think, about three constituencies, Kanyama and Matero. And I think the other one is Munali, where we had issues, where some of our polling staff didn't follow our instructions and did not sleep at the polling stations, did not verify their materials, and as a result, the polling stations opened late, way after 06 hours, causing a great inconvenience to the voters. And the commission is really upset about this and deeply regrets the inconvenience that has been caused to a number of voters in Lusaka. So other than that, countrywide, the voting process has gone well, gone smoothly.
There were reports of skirmishes of violence in part of Lusaka. Some people have described it as marring an otherwise peaceful election. What is the response of the Electoral Commission?
Yeah, these reports resulted from the late opening of polling stations. And you know, when we're in an environment where suspicions are high, and then you have polling stations opening late, officers coming with, not only being late, coming in with inadequate materials and so forth, you keep people who have been in the queue from as early as 03 in the morning, hoping to vote by 6 o'clock when the polling station opens. Obviously, people get agitated, and it's a pity that some of the skirmishes were quite heated up. And this is why the commission is really disappointed with the officers who have let us down by not opening there, by not being prepared and opening our polling stations on time. You know, as a commission, we worked so hard to make sure that everything was in place for this election. And as far as I'm concerned, officers had no excuse not to be at their polling stations on time and be able to open on time. And I'm sure that if the polling stations had opened on time in these areas where we had disturbances, we wouldn't have had, you know, the disturbances that we had. Everywhere else, their colleagues were able to follow our instructions and prepare adequately for opening on time today. The commission is not taking this lightly at all.
When are the final results expected to be announced to the general public in Zambia?
Well, we are hoping to announce them within 48 hours. The polls closed today at 18 hours, so most polling stations that opened on time are already closing. So we are hoping within 48 hours. So we are hoping by close of day on Thursday, all things being equal. That is our target.
Was the Electoral Commission's expectations met in organizing these general elections?
Yes, generally I would say they were met. We worked very hard. We received our funding. We put everything in place. We got materials in place on time. So generally our expectations were met. But like I said, the incidences in Lusaka have been disappointing.
So what will you tell Zambians that are expecting the results? And how did you also cooperate with international monitoring groups in ensuring that this election is satisfactory to most people who participated in it?
Well, all I can say is that as a commission, we did our best. And we can give the assurance to our citizens and the international observers and everybody else who are stakeholders in the process that it has always been our intention to do our best and deliver a credible election. And we hope that we can meet our target of having the results within 48 hours.
So what will be your message to Zambians in general?
Our message to Zambians in general is that as a commission, we've done our best. And we believe that apart from the incidences in Lusaka, the elections have gone well everywhere else in the country and the other parts of Lusaka where polling stations opened on time.